B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You know, if this microphone did explode, that'd be bad news for us, though.
Ah.
I mean, it'd just blow up right in your face. You got shrapnel.
In your face. Rip your face off.
Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy in for Beatles.
It's a bit slow this morning.
Oh, it's not
Rip
slow.
Rip your face off.
It is a hot time in sports, but you got...
Oh, no, it isn't.
Oh, what are you talking about?
There was sports last night.
There was something going on last night. Here's what's coming up on the program today. Kemba Walker will be officially introduced as a member of your Boston Celtics. And here on the flagship station of the Boston Celtics, we will be hearing from Kemba Walker live as it happens.
Good.
That's not until 1 p.m.
Hopefully he talks for 45 minutes.
Hopefully he comes on 45 minutes early and talks for 2 hours. What? So if that happened, we wouldn't be able to get to all the stuff that we have to get to today.
That's crazy. I know.
So let's not, careful what you wish for,
right,
pal.
Jim got the memo, khaki shorts, black golf shirt today for the coaching pictures.
You look good, Jim.
Jim and I are dressed exactly alike.
Anytime anybody wears black, they're going to be dressed like you.
I'm just like Darth Vader, man.
Yeah, when did you turn into nothing but black shirts?
It's good for TV. I just think doing TV.
Were you convinced that it is slimming and that's what you're doing?
It's part of it.
Okay.
And also that there was this guy by the name of Mike Dowling. He used to do Channel 5. And he, for whatever reason, would wear these awful check shirts just to F with the camera. And it would get all hazy and everything. And for all the years on TV, he would not wear solid. But I've been told by so many people, just make sure you wear dark, solid colors when you're on TV. That's
so this is a bad color for
me. No, that's a good color. But it's you can see, like, you know, in the monitor up there, it's white. It's Marshall hooky.
Oh, that's the meanest thing you've ever
seen.
It's
white bread. Yeah.
So, like, the intern shirt today would mess with the
intern
camera?
Is really bothering me today.
No,
I don't know.
Those are big enough stripes to where you can get away with that. I have a golf shirt. Remember that one that I wore and I asked Josh at NBC if the shirt was bothering him today?
You know who he looked like today?
And he said yes.
You know who he looks like? Meet the Miller. We're the Millers. He's Kenny today.
He's been Kenny before. We've said this on multiple occasions.
No, we had another intern we nicknamed Kenny.
No.
This.
It's him.
You look like Kenny today. Kenny, here's the rock. What you're going to do is go behind the rock. I'm going to come over here, and here's what he's going to do to you. Hey, play Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls today, Tom. And I want him to break it out. You are freaking Kenny today. That's the shirt Kenny wore on We Are the Millers.
Saw a rainbow just the other day.
Saw a rainbow just the other day.
All right, so the Red Sox played last night.
We're going to bring him in right here, and he's going to do that. Your job today is to memorize that, then you're going to do it at 1 o'clock after the Kemba Walker presser. Opening drive, here we go.
He doesn't have to memorize it. He
could
do
it. Little car company.
He could do it with the lyrics. He can have the lyrics.
Opening drive. What's the first thing on our opening drive? What's it say?
Chris Sale threw a bullpen session yesterday. Now, when I first read this, it was Alex Cora, and I will paraphrase Alex Cora, who said that, we watched him. We think we got a couple of things figured out, and we're going to be able to turn this thing around. I was under the impression that it was Alex Cora, maybe a pitching coach or two, a catcher, and the few of them stood around and essentially figured this thing out. According to NBC Sports Boston's John Tomasi, Chris Sale's bullpen draws an unusual crowd as Red Sox try to fix struggling lefty.
You ever drive on 495 or 93 or 95 and
no.
you know, things start to get backed up, a little bit of an issue.
Yeah.
Like on the side of the road. They call that rubbernecking. Like, oh my God, there's a car that just went off the highway and I see the back two tires sticking up upside down. Let's all gander around. Let's take a look at this because we got ourselves a problem. We got ourselves a real live one right here. We got ourselves a train wreck.
Tomasi writes, when Chris Sale took them out hours before Tuesday's game against the Blue Jays, that's one of the tomato cans that
this is part of Shaughnessy's points that these are the type of teams that they will just run. You know, you're Mr. Baseball over there. That these are the type of teams that they take care of, right?
Yeah.
Right. You're going to beat up on bad teams.
Right. They beat them up last night?
No.
Oh.
Well, I mean, the
Kutcher, more on that in a moment.
Kutcher kids, he's rusty, he said.
Yeah, more on that in a moment. More on that in a moment. Not now.
What?
Not
now. I got a nickname for him.
Bag of D's.
Yeah, check it out on Twitter. Carrabbas, I took care of that for you.
When Chris Sale took the mound, hours before Tuesday's game against the Blue Jays, in advance of Thursday's start versus them. So Chris Sale goes tomorrow night.
What time's the game Thursday? Is it a day game?
Day game, I think.
Oh! Another time. Chris Sale, not under the lights. We just put Chad one right under the radar. Sale, in the middle of the day, nobody will know.
Sale was greeted by a dozen teammates pressed against the bullpen fence to watch him throw, including virtually every pitcher on the roster and both catchers.
Hey, Calvin play baseball?
Well, the bullpens aren't small or anything, so it won't be too obvious.
Does Calvin play baseball?
No.
No, but like Brady plays baseball. You know, like when they're losing and they're trying to get a rally, you know what all the kids do? They get up on the fence. Hey, we want some fun. We want to run. Hey, we want some fun. We want to run. Let's get a run. This is embarrassing.
They were there to see if they could pick up something that pitching coach Dana Lavangi, manager Alex Cora, or bullpen coach Craig Bjornsson had missed.
So those three have come to the assumption it's just utter ineptitude between them. They can't figure it out.
But also to provide encouragement to the most important member of the staff during his most trying season.
Attaboy, Chris, get your knee up higher. I got an idea for you. Why don't you fly the little guy in from Arizona?
That's what I thought.
Why don't you fly the little leader in? He fixed David Price a couple years ago.
Leg kick.
Yeah. Who else did he fix, McCarthy, in the dugout? The little leader.
Yeah. No, there was another guy.
But that was a hitter.
It was a hitter.
Yeah. He's fixing everybody. Why don't you fly him in? Yeah.
There you go.
Holy criminy.
Is this what you know when Felger and Maz were at it? About 2 weeks ago, but right when I'm getting ready on go vacation, it's sort of like Tony and Big Jim are like, I'm done, you know, this team's hitting it. And Falcon's like, nope, you know what? They're still a contender because everybody else is bad. They're still in there. They're still in the mix. After last night, like, I'm going to point now. I think they're a dead-ass team. I think they're a dead-ass team now. Wait, now all of a sudden you're three games out of the wild card. Are you really going to sit here in August? You're going to be chasing wild cards for four and a half, five, and it's going to get to 2.5?
Yeah, if you've been watching this team at all this year, you understand that there's something wrong with this group. And Chris Sale's right at the front of the list, guys. I mean, you're not going to the playoffs if your ace is
a
liability,
look.
If your ace is an instant loss every single time, and he's become an automatic loss every single time he takes the mound.
Like, what are they doing hanging over the bullpen? Are they throwing peanuts out there? Is this like you're out there at at the Lions? Dan at the zoo?
Everybody get
a peek? Hey, put the kid back. Don't put your kid over there.
Chris, try snapping it.
A little more this way.
Sella.
Do this.
Do you give it a little?
Something like this.
Yeah,
he throws his first pitch. They all do like the eye roll. Like,
which guy's here's your key. Like, video that whole sequence. See which guy's the first really to like scratch his back and kind of.
Oh yeah!
I'm gonna tuck out.
Watch the or no. This is what you watch. This is what you watch. I'm telling you, this is what you watch for. You watch that video and see who is the first guy to put his hand over his mouth.
Mm. You're like, oh man, yeah. No. Everything's right mechanically. You're still only throwing 92 though. Oh no, that's not good.
There was a cool thing with Chris.
Here's the thing, McTakey. His velocity is up to the point where he should be able to be better than he has been.
Right.
He hasn't dipped down into 90 and 91 again. Isn't his fastball back up, or it can get back up to where it needs to be?
Yeah.
95, 96?
Yeah, he's in the mid-90s.
Okay,
the problem is the command. The command is bad. It's really bad, and his secondary stuff is awful right now.
And this is where I don't want to get too nuts and bolts about this, although you would love it as a member of the four-seamer podcast.
We'll do that on the podcast.
What is it, the hardball ruckus? What do you call it?
Hardcore baseball.
Hardcore baseball.
Who did the food podcast on it, please?
I just heard that.
But there's
no idea.
We get into the differences between command and control.
Nuts and liquor or something?
I'm sorry?
Candies, nuts, and liquor is the name of that podcast? Or something
like that.
command and control, and the difference between those things, right? But his command is not there. So you've got all these guys standing around watching him and trying to determine, like, what is it? Because it's not an easy case of tipping pitches. It's not a case of the velocity not there. Seriously, what is it?
Some guys just lose it overnight, particularly wiry guys. Tim Lincecum, who is every bit as dominant as Chris Sale during his prime, absolutely lost it overnight. I've only seen this once before.
Oh, here we go. Listen to this, people.
Guys circle around the bullpen. I saw this with Daniel Bard in 2013.
How'd that end up?
Not so great. This is not a good sign. This is totally out of the ordinary.
You don't think it's strange for them to put on a real uniform, to go out there on display and have the entire team follow them out basically to the bullpen to watch this?
No, I've only seen it once before.
If you're Toronto and you're out there stretching, like, you know, these guys got to get the weighted bats, they're in there, they're BSing with people. Grab one of the coaches, like, from the breath, like, what the hell's going on out there? What's the matter with this guy?
We wear caps and sleeves at this level, son.
Yeah, is it any...
Understood? All right, let's see what you can do.
Is it any weirder than a grown man putting on a helmet and shoulder pads and throwing to a tight end that isn't on his team anymore out in California? As long as we're being fair, Zoe.
Yeah, but you're not trying to fix anything there.
Then what are they doing?
Just practicing.
No, that's just easy if it's weird. In that regard, no, I don't mind him putting on the uniform. I don't mind everyone else standing around.
Look at the video of these guys. Like, how many of them want to be there? Like,
it's game day.
Is that Betts in the back?
Look
at Betts making his way over here on the simulcast. Like, he's trying to peek over, but I don't want to look. You look.
How did this all come about? Whose idea was it? How did they gather? Because this wasn't just a normal thing. Like, this had to have been talked about. Did Cora address it?
No.
Did Sale say, hey, guys, come out and see if you can see something?
Well,
did a David Price do something?
Let me tell you what Cora said.
Okay.
Let me tell you what Cora said after the break. And we will continue talking about Chris Sale's bullpen session yesterday that drew an unusually large crowd. It was like one of those operating theaters in medical school where everybody kind of gathers around up top and you peer down and take a look.
It's like when Andy did his play on The Office.
Junior Mint?
It's kind of like the Junior Mint. Yes, thank you. Those can be very refreshing.
I like Mentos.
That's it, Jim. We don't have anything else. You can press the commercial button.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Nice velocity.
Sounded like it. Jesus.
How much?
96.
Better teach this kid some control before he kills somebody.
Was that the issue? Is he just throwing too hard and they're afraid he's going to hurt someone? Or is he throwing him right over the middle of the plate and they're getting launched? I don't know.
I think it's the latter.
McTakey? You do the hardcore baseball podcast.
Yeah, we call it Wild in the Strike Zone.
Chris Sale yesterday had a drew a crowd for his session, and right before the break, we're talking about how did this come about? Jim said, you know, what did Cora do? Did he say anything? Here's what Cora said afterward. With the crowd of people around the bullpen, this was before last night's game against the Blue Jays, which Cashner got the start yesterday. I don't know if you saw his Red Sox
debut, new guy.
But it was phenomenal.
It was awesome.
He gave up 6-5. He had a good night.
Dozen teammates pressed against the bullpen fence to watch him throw, including virtually every pitcher on the roster and both catchers. They were there to see if they could pick up something that Dana Lavangi, Cora, or Craig Bjornsson, the bullpen coach, had missed, but also to provide encouragement to the most important member of the staff during his most trying season.
It's almost like opening day when they walk out of the wall together, like the old teams, and you just see them meeting. Like, who was the first one that made it out there? Was it a sprint? Did they lollygag out? You lollygag here. You lollygag to first base. You lollygag out to the bullpen.
Quote from Cora. It was teammates being teammates, just being there and watching. Everybody knows about the game, and obviously pitchers know about mechanics and usage and all that, but I think for them to be there, it means a lot. It means a lot where we're at as a team, and you never know. Someone might pick something up that me, Dana, or CB hasn't seen. It was good. Sandy and Christian were there, too.
Oh!
So you don't see that often.
Oh, the catchers were there. That's good.
I think that was good for the team to let them know.
Jim, the catchers were there, too.
Hey, we're here for you. Oh, my
God. It's like visiting somebody in a hospital. Okay. What's Chris Sale's background in history as far as emotions?
He's a fiery guy.
He's a fiery, you know, pee and vinegar type guy, right?
Bulldog.
Yeah. We know the story with the scissors and the cutting and all this and that. If you're going through something bad and you're pissed and you're a liability and you didn't orchestrate this, but somebody else did behind your back and is going to make a public example of it, how do you think Chris Sale would react?
No, he wouldn't react well.
This is on Sale.
Yeah, no, he wanted those Sale guys out there.
Sale orchestrated this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
In public.
I don't
public
know.
Public view.
I don't know if he orchestrated it, but I would think there would be a handful of guys who he's developed some kind of rapport with and trust with, and he might ask them to come over and take a look. You know, and maybe it is, you know, a second baseman like it was when Pedroia picked up on Sale's Price's leg kick. Yeah. You know, but who knows? Maybe it's just somebody that he's spoken with before, but to have essentially the entire team standing around saying like, I've seen sicker dogs in this live. You go get them, son.
Oh. I'm watching a video of it here, and it's almost like half of them are looking, and half of them are looking out into the field. Like, I got my arm on the wall. Just to let you know, I'm here, but I'm kind of into it, but I'm looking away. And how much longer are we going to do this?
Got 20 minutes. Got my football here. This is my normal warm-up, but I'm going to set the football down and just kind of watch Chris Sale here. There he goes. What happened on that one?
Arm slot there. Here comes a guy with a bat. Look, he's coming out, take a couple swipes.
Now, I didn't hear this last night, but Jim Louth did. Jim brought up something that you saw Felger say last night on, I guess, Boston Sports Tonight. Jim apparently watches whenever Felger's on. Didn't say anything about my appearance on an early edition last night. Not as important to our producer, Jim Louth. But what?
What time's early edition?
You didn't make the podcast version that I listened to this morning. That's why.
6 to 8 p.m.
Yeah. I thought they shortened that.
Well, it depends. If there's games going on, then they do shorten it. What did Felger say last night, Jim?
He said, imagine if this was David Price. We'd be killing him. And especially David Price last year before the World Series and when he still had all the issues.
He's so right.
I can't imagine that David Price would allow it, but Chris Sale is a guy who is very open with his feelings, and he's very critical of himself an extent that we're not used to from athletes, you know, across any sport. It's almost jarring to hear somebody say, you know, who is your top of the rotation guy, allegedly, say that I'm a liability right now.
Well, this is a guy at the beginning of the year that after the 11-game road stand, or they open up on a road, told everybody to shut up and remember that we haven't played any home games yet, okay? So pipe down, fans. So everybody's like, ooh, Chris, badass Chris Sale. He'll be ready to go. It's going to be good. So we've been hearing this accountability from day one. When does this start to wear on people?
Should already, really. I mean,
you shouldn't just talk then after he gets blown up next time. What are you going
to
say?
Ultimately, it comes down to performance.
Get my balls kicked in. You know, it sucks. I don't know what to do. I don't have any answers. At some point, you start rolling eyes. Like you talk about Dombrowski now with the trade deadline stuff, and he's talking like you don't even. You go numb to it.
Yeah, but Sale's a bright guy. He figured out a long time ago how this town operates. I mean, he figured out.
So you're saying it's more political then, like.
I wouldn't rule it out. I mean, I think this is who he is, just generally, but I think he also figured out that we eat that type of stuff up here. David Price never did, which is why
he thinks that maybe baseball fans are stupid because he's going to see the whole team out there trying to help fix them, and everybody's going to get off their ass right now because they're 10 games out, and your starter hasn't won a freaking home game. Your front ace guy has not won a home game at Fenway Park this year. He may be smarter than we give him credit.
Oh, yeah. No, I think he's a pretty smart guy. I think this is who he is just generally, but I think he figured out a long time ago that we eat this up. And you know what? It's helped him now because, he, I mean, he's pitching like crap, as he said, and he's right. He is a liability. He's an automatic loss right now. If this were David Price or if this were anybody else, we'd be killing them. I mean,
well, why aren't we killing him? Maybe we should
be.
Kill him.
We should be. It comes down to performance. You're paying him after right. this year $30 million a year, essentially, for the next 5 years, just slightly under that. It doesn't exactly look like a great contract right now.
Let's go to Brian and Pembroke on this. Brian, you're on with Hardy and Zolak, Matt McCarthy, and you're on the Zolak and Bertrand Show. What's up, Brian?
Yeah, so the obvious difference is the way Price dealt with everything, you know, his challenges when he came here, he didn't deal with it the right way. He had excuses for everything. I hated him last year. I even hated him after the World Series. Sale is dealing with everything the right way. He stinks. We pile on right now, and he knows he stinks, and he thinks he deserves to be piled on right now.
I don't think he stinks. I mean, he's not pitching well. I didn't have any reason to hate him last year. I think the usage was the issue for Chris Sale for some time. But right now, and I heard Maz reference this yesterday, you know, the whole idea was to use him wisely so you could have him for the last part of the season. Are we officially in the last part of the season right now?
Oh, we're getting there. I mean, we're 2 weeks away from where he starts to fall off.
After the All-Star break, I mean, do we start talking about, I mean, like, you know, if you draw a halfway point, this isn't going according to plan on a lot of levels. But he doesn't stink. He's not a bad pitcher. And if you want to take the long view on this, Pete Abraham had the point about pitchers and their ERAs and guys who have off seasons, and they come back and they perform very well. But that goes to the, well, this is a lost season. This is not their year. If last year, maybe it's just their year, again, to, you know, to paraphrase Maz, this is feeling like it's not their year. It is becoming painfully obvious this just ain't their year. And Chris Sale's struggles are part of it. But it's not because he sucks. It's not because he's not the right guy for this job. No, of course Chris Sale can still get it done, I think. I don't think he's a lost cause. But this season for this team, it's getting real close.
Okay, so the problem is, though, he's fading and he's breaking down again. And no matter how they try to manage this guy, you know, whether they don't, you know, have him throw in spring training or whether they manage him differently 2 years ago or last year, it doesn't matter. He always fades and he always breaks down. 2 years ago, he broke down in August. Last year, he went on the DL in July. This year, this bad run of starts started at the end of June. He's fading down faster and earlier than ever before because he's aging. And you just gave this guy a 5-year, $145 million contract extension that doesn't start until next year. That's the problem right there.
So now we're left with trying to figure out other ways to get this done, and whether it's a group of teammates gathering around the bullpen to watch him, or maybe it's bringing in a new pitcher, which they tried last night.
Yeah.
So Cashner takes the mound last night. Matt, you have not had a chance to do your Hub headlines yet today, but I'm sure you've got his line pulled up there.
Yeah, it didn't go so hot. Five-plus innings, he gave up 6 runs.
Been pitching a while.
Yeah, 9 days. 9 days off.
A little rusty. Yeah. Rusty.
There's a deep drive by Smoke out to right field.
Smoke!
Going back, turning around. It'll sail into the bleachers. And Smoke, with his second RBI of the ball game, has the lead back for Toronto immediately off of Cashner.
Bum.
Bag of.
If he's not a full-blown bum, he's half a bum. He is half a bum. Who's that? The only part of him that's not bum is the season he was having up until this point. Right up until he put on that Red Sox uniform and got to pitch in the top of the inning at Fenway Park.
Yeah.
At least half a bum.
Just remember, you're a 5.
This
here,
guy.
So act like it.
Cashner.
Look at this guy.
You're a
homeless guy.
Money.
Look at him. Oof.
Having a wonderful season. Get in here. First time on the mound in a
meatheads.
Red Sox uniform. Oh, my God. So that apparently is not going to be the answer. We'll get into Cashner's night a little bit more and continue to take your calls on Chris Sale at 617-779-0985. Also coming up, Jimmy Fallon, who is
talented,
celebrated the world over for his comedic prowess.
Feet
actually, he's got some very good writers. He really does. And this is why I think I'm going to like this. I've not yet heard this, but he engaged some Major League Baseball players to do something that we've done before, which is when you're in an interview situation, drop in some phrases that have nothing to do with the conversation taking place. So Jimmy Fallon talked to these MLB players ahead of time, and he had them do something similar. So we'll get a chance to hear what that sounded like after Matt McCarthy and his Hub headline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy in for Beetle. Matt McCarthy in on headlines today. Zo, are you a fan of Jimmy Fallon?
I am.
You never watch him, though.
I don't ever stay up to watch him, but I like the stuff he does. I think he's hokey. He's goofy. That's why I like him.
So loves Fever funny. Pitch.
I love Fever. I actually love the movie Fever Pitch. I think Drew Barrymore is so miscast in that.
Well, I don't believe her as a hard-nosed businesswoman, if that's what you mean.
It's just, I don't know. And Never Been Kissed, like, so miscast in that, too. Like,
so what?
Let's just stop doing
so one of the two leads doesn't belong
Charlie's
there.
Charlie's Angels?
But you love
another miscast movie.
So one of the two leads has no business being there, but you love the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a cute movie.
All right, so Jimmy Fallon had MLB All-Stars drop words into interviews at the All-Star game. Every player gets, you know, interviewed at some point during the All-Star game. So are we going to know what words are the ones, or are they painfully obvious as we listen to them, Jim?
It's pretty obvious. They play a little ding after that.
Okay, good.
Like all we do.
All right. So who do we begin with?
We'll just run it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
The MLB All-Star game was last week, and we wanted to do something fun with the players. So we gave a bunch of them weird phrases and asked them to sneak those phrases into their interviews as casually as possible. No one knew that we were doing this. Here, check it out. It's time for Drop It In.
Drop it in, drop it in, drop it, drop it, drop it in.
Oh, that's clever.
These are my basics. This is what I need to do. And you can draw back on it. It's like they say, even a hungry turtle can do a jumping jack.
Absolutely.
What?
Even a hungry turtle can do a jumping jack. So that was the phrase that had to drop into his interview.
It's like they say, even a hungry turtle can do a jumping jack.
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right.
Interviewer.
All right, so maybe they'll get funnier. I don't know. I mean, you start with a decent one, but okay, let's see how these go.
Is it possible to have too many power hitters?
No, I don't think it's possible to have too many power hitters. We're the Yankees. You don't ask the milkman for steak.
Well.
You don't what?
Ask him for steak.
What's the phrase?
Ask him for steak.
You don't ask the milkman for steak.
Can I have it again, please?
No, I don't think it's possible to have too many power hitters. We're the Yankees. You don't ask the milkman for steak.
Well,
okay. That made me laugh.
You know what? We used to have this Monroe Dairy that would deliver milk to our door, you know, like in the glass bottles.
Ooh.
And they actually do have protein and steaks and burgers and eggs and stuff. Well, you can buy groceries from
all coming from the same cow.
So the steak does get delivered sometimes by the milkman.
Yeah, you milk that sumbitch dry and cut it up and make it
something.
Steaks.
You could get anything out of it.
Please continue.
Came down the last night and was scrambling, and then I just thought to myself, sometimes you got to dance with the pants you wore to prom. So
what's it like?
That's a good one.
So far, you don't ask the milkman for steak is my favorite.
I like prepare that. For your next start with this backdrop in this historic ballpark.
Yeah, you know, it's great. You know, sometimes when a pencil breaks, though, you just got to scribble with a nibble. There's just...
Scribble with the nibble. What does that even mean?
How does Fallon get these guys to do this? It's like
it's Jimmy Fallon.
But they like Jimmy Fallon. I'm always amazed when someone likes Jimmy Fallon.
I don't know if they like Jimmy Fallon, but like everybody and all players want to be liked. And you know Jimmy Fallon is a popular show.
They know they're going to be part of a viral video.
Okay, that's why. Thank you, Jim.
It's like Maddie in the morning. Maddie in the morning asks you to do something. Sure, Maddie. I love Maddie. Everybody loves Maddie. I'll do it for him. Yeah. Yeah. Maddie, Jimmy Fallon.
You can always count on Zoe to pimp another radio station or another show.
Maddie doesn't exist.
Even if it's
Fred talks about Maddie endlessly.
He doesn't say he loves his show and listens to it all the time.
I go lunch him all the time, try to pick his brain. It's like what to do.
My God.
Okay.
There's this overarching message. It's, it doesn't matter how much jelly you have in the jar. It's about how you spread it on your English muffin.
That one's funny because the delivery is so awful.
It's so bad.
It's like, was he reading that off a card?
It's like, sometimes you spread.
Like Jacoby Ellsbury in the dugout reading notes when he was giving his answers?
Front to back, MRI.
Remember that. English muffin, jelly. Remember, that's important. We're going to get back to
jam.
That.
Jam. It's really jam.
Great years going on, but I think rookie of the year is Michael Chavis. Cookie of the year, chocolate chip.
That was Mookie.
I don't even understand that one.
If somebody asks you about Rookie of the Year, we want you to say Cookie of the Year is chocolate chip.
Okay.
All right. So that was Mookie's answer.
I feel really proud for play with CC. I'm super excited. It's like a dryer washer combo.
It's like a dryer washer combo. Not bad.
Stacked one.
Well, look, the reason why I'm okay with this bit is we've done this bit. We did this bit years ago.
We've done it impeccably.
There's one more Fallon one here.
Supermodel wife. Hey, what's the secret? You got to tell the youngster how to do it.
No secret. You know, I recently watched the movie Fever Pitch. It still holds up. So, I mean, love, baseball, all that.
Yes! The fanny pack.
Those are great. Thank you to the players.
That movie 100%.
Is that Chris Rock or Harold Reynolds?
Came back around. He made it about himself at the end.
Yeah. Well, that's my main problem with Fallon. He's always got to make it about himself. And this was someone else's assessment of just funny things in general. There has to be somewhat a feeling of reluctance to get somebody to do something. And that's a lot of times what makes it funny. You put somebody in an uncomfortable situation. Jimmy Fallon is never uncomfortable going out there and doing something. Whether it's dressing up like Bruce Springsteen and standing behind him playing a guitar and they're like, I'll do it. Well, that's not funny.
Well, he's good at making fun of himself. It's an endearing quality.
Even in Jack, he's not making fun of himself at all. Zero
he's
making fun of himself.
He's entertaining.
It's like, would you pay money to go watch a yellow lab, chase a ball around?
Yep, I'd pay to watch it lick peanut butter all day.
No, you wouldn't.
Sure would.
No, you wouldn't. Even in Jackass, those guys don't want to do half the stuff they do. That's what makes it funny.
Yeah.
I don't want to do,
Come on.
I don't want to.
Come on, put the Hot Wheels car in there.
Right. Is it funny that Ryan Dunn put the Hot Wheels car up there? Was it done?
Yeah. Yes. And he had an X-ray. The doctor went.
I think it was done. It's like my dad is going to disown me if he sees this. That's funny.
It is funny.
How about when he went into the Chinese store with Butterbean? They beat the hell out of Johnny Knoxville got concussion.
Did Johnny Knoxville want to box Butterbean? No, of course not. He got knocked the F out in the middle of a Tokyo department store.
And then the midget ran around the door. And the guy with the big thing.
See, that's funny.
We could do the next 3 hours on this. I'd be fine with that.
Yes. All right. But the bit itself of having the people work phrases in, that we're okay with because we've also done it. Zoe has done it more than anyone because Zoe is the one that
I became an expert.
Well, you get
I the, get so bored with interviews.
Zoe gets the call to do these interviews with other stations when the Patriots are going to be taking on the Chicago Bears.
Love it from Chicago. Good sports town. Let's go to Scotty and Beantown, buddy.
So we will relive.
Yeah, you did it a different continent.
I did a different continent.
Oh, good day, mate. Rob Hardy, Knicks.
That's right. That was New Zealand. So we'll hear what Zoe did when
and Hardy.
he did the drop in. What, 6 years ago?
Oh, God, yeah.
Had to have been.
Yeah. Yeah, we have both. We have yours and Enzo's.
Okay. Oh, all right. Yeah, well, listen to them both. Coming up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Beetle, and we have the Jimmy Fallon bit. Pretty good. Players at the Major League Baseball game who are given phrases to drop into interview questions. One of the reasons why we probably liked it is because we have done this on this show a couple of times many years ago. What are we going to listen to first?
We got Jim.
We got mine first. We got Zoe's first. Which order should we go?
I think we should do Hardy's first.
Rob Hardy, Nick.
I was trying to figure out why we had you do this, and then I pulled up the... I don't even know why we played this drop back in 2010, but we were talking about the Nets. For some reason, the Nets were in the news, and Prokhorov took over as owner. And remember, Cindy Brunson was on SportsCenter and said this.
There's only one place to go for the Nets, and that is up.
I always thought it was a Cattles thing, but it wasn't. It was Cindy Brunson on SportsCenter for some reason.
Cattles. So for some reason, that struck us as funny, and you guys wanted me to work that into an interview I did. Now, yeah.
In Australia.
Time now, though, to cross the other side of the planet, and we're going to meet Rob Hardy next from 98.5, the Sports Hub in Boston, and he joins us on the line right now. G'day, Rob. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you guys?
Very, very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Who's next? Rob Hardy next.
Rob Hardy next.
Oh, next.
Time now, though, to cross the other side of the planet, and we're going to meet Rob Hardy next.
Next.
All right. So far, so good. This just goes to show you, if you're ever listening to the radio and they're like, you know, I was listening to this basketball expert from the United States.
Yeah. They had this hoops head on.
So they asked you about the hoop Celtics. Head. They asked you about the Red Sox. They asked you about the Bruins. They asked you about what teams were hotter than the others right now. And they asked you about the Suns and the Lakers in the conference finals, the Western Conference finals.
Okay.
Just a train.
And then they finally got to the Nets and you were able to get it in.
Okay.
They're not a good basketball team. They need a lot of help. I think they're going to welcome any change that they can get there. So while it remains to be seen, what plans he has in store, I think there's only one way to go, and that's up for the New Jersey Nets.
Pretty easy. I mean, that's all I had to do, is get that one phrase in.
Hello, we're just flipping some fish here on the barbie.
Hey, Rob, mate, pleasure to meet you. Thanks very much for being on the show with us, and hopefully we'll catch you again soon.
My pleasure, and hopefully you can get me on to Cape Kidnappers if I ever make it to New Zealand.
Mate, we're down there. We've got one of our guys is there. He'll show you around.
Yeah, sure.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Good on you. There we are. Boy, well, I guess those showcase golf things do work. We were wondering if they did.
I don't know what any of that meant.
There's a golf course in New Zealand.
Called
Cape Kidnappers. Just look it up. It's the most breathtaking photos you'll ever see of any golf course. Like, puts Pebble Beach to shame in terms of what this golf course looks like. It's unbelievable. The problem is you got to get to New Zealand. I don't think it's a problem getting on the course. Getting to New Zealand is the issue.
You want to play Pebble? I'll get you on Pebble.
Anybody can get on Pebble.
Yeah.
Go make a tee time. All show right. up. Fork over the dough.
I get it waved.
Yeah, you get the green fee waved?
I get you waved.
Okay, because I know your rules. You don't
Malazzi's. I've taken care of Malazzi.
You don't walk and you don't pay.
Yeah, no walk and pay, and you get your own clubs out there. They have clubs for you.
All right, good. Oh, I don't mind using their clubs. Yeah, perfect. All right, good.
Yeah, now, Zoe, when he went out to Chicago, he was like a machine gun. He had like 10 different things, and he got them all in.
These weirdos. All they do is eat deep dish pie. Hey, Ditka, talk about Ditka.
I'm Bonnie Green on 670 The Score.
You know, Zolak is a good kid to be around. He's a pleasant, fun to coach. He wants to play football. You know, he just got to understand there's a little difference between being a quarterback and being the zone.
Wally and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score. Let's get to the highlight. And welcome Scott Zolak, the former Patriots quarterback.
Yeah, let's get me to the big voice radio
dial. That is, that's a classic Parcells quote. Yeah. Though. I mean, that's good.
They dug that one out.
All right, good.
Dust off that.
They got good producers over there.
Yeah.
See if they're anybody looking to make a move.
Right.
I look at the tight ends for New England, and they're going to come out in that zero set where they have two tight ends. Crumple will be the dead guy. And when they drafted these two rookies, Hernandez and Gronkowski, there's a lot of people that thought that Gronkowski won't do it. Hernandez wasn't doing it, but I tell you what, these rookies have stepped up.
So zero set was one.
Yep, ding.
Gronkowski won't do it. Hernandez, that was another one.
Hernandez won't do it.
Okay.
Randy Moss always took the top off that defense.
Yep.
He would get vertical. He would run through.
Ding.
I've got my bell over here. If you turn this on, Jim, I can add in the dings as we go.
I got to find what it's labeled. It's going to take like a minute.
All right, never mind.
Okay. They bring little Danny Woodhead, and you guys know the little Danny Woodhead story. I tell you what, this guy is fun to watch. He's really got a pretty good set of wheels on him.
Because Gil used to say, meals on wheels.
The late, great Gil wheels. Santos. We played that commercial forever.
Whip.
Or meals on wheels.
Wheels.
Because he was so cool. Professional.
Whip.
And enunciated.
Whip.
And had the voice.
Whip.
The best voice. Like, one of the best voices ever. But we wanted Zoe to say wheels.
Wheels.
Right. And I don't know where the Let's Go Boston thing came from, but that was a big part of the show for the first couple months. And Zoe couldn't get it in during any part of the interview.
So he threw it in at the end?
You got it in at the end?
Yeah, I know.
Scott
remember.
Zolak, the former Patriots quarterback, now working in sports radio. And obviously, you just listening to you can tell why, Scott. You got a lot of energy. Let me ask you this.
Let's go Boston!
Yeah, there you go. We just had a guy from Boston call.
Let me get through your bio as I read it. Who was that mouth breather I went on with?
I tell you what, you got a lot of...
Mutzy and Handley or Fitzy?
You got a lot of energy as a guy born in Boston. Actually, born in Western Pennsylvania.
Wikipedia, Monongahela.
The Let's Go Boston. That was pretty
good.
All right, well done, Zoe.
Thanks.
Dennis Eckersley, as you'll recall, last year had a little bit of a run-in with David Price. This was written about recently.
Eckersley, street, right? WEI put on.
Eckersley was asked about it. I don't know who wrote about it. Was it?
I think it's EI. I think it's an EI.
Was it Bradford?
Bradford.
I think the initial article was from the Globe.
Okay.
Yeah, Chad Finn did a big profile of Eckersley, Globe magazine.
Yeah, but far be it from Zoe to again not let an opportunity go by to pimp another radio station.
Not so pimping.
Even if it's inaccurate, you got it in there.
I read the story and it was a click on them. That's all.
Okay.
That's okay. Anonymous click.
What, you got it wrong. It didn't even come from them.
No,
we're talking about the Chad Finn article.
Websites aggregate these articles and take the other content and make it their own, and they tweeted something.
What Eckersley has to say about it now, though, a year later.
So Dickie retweeted it then, huh? Dickie Price? Gonna make it an issue again?
I think Hardy's setting this up.
Yeah. What Eckersley had to say about it in the article... And what he's saying about it now, well, I don't know if he's actually saying anything, but he's referencing it. We'll tell you everything about it coming up after Mick taking his Hub headlines here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Now, Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zolak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, this is in honor of Dennis Eckersley.
I'd go with Hold On Loosely.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.